Time for the Rural News with Eric Frickberg in Wellington. Morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Plans to bolster New Zealand's alternative proteins industry. That sounds like a euphemism for stuff that you'd never dream of eating.
fungi, insect, bacterial and cell culture among them. It's really good for you though, Kim. And to make it work, a new organisation has been set up and it intends to assist the development and of manufacturing capability here. Now, emerging proteins encompass a wide range of sources, such as I just mentioned, and this new group called Emerging Proteins NZ will be chaired by Miranda Burden, who's also co-founder of the plant-based food business Food Nation. She says this food category is exploding globally and the network will allow members to better tap into that demand by sharing knowledge and working together on common projects. Ms. Burden says she's seen firsthand how fast new ingredients and techniques are being developed overseas, but how hard it can be to access them here.
The aim of Emerging Proteins NZ is to accelerate the whole sector, to utilise our collective strength and our collective wisdom and our collective experiences to see how much better and faster we can get to market with the various propositions that are on the table at the moment. We're a small country. A lot of these things are big investments. We need ingredients, we need channels to markets, we need changes in logistics propositions. So there's knowledge and insight and research and access to new technology. And for a country of this size, if we can do that together, we will be faster and better than if we all try and do it in isolation.
That's Miranda Burden of Emerging Proteins NZ.
I can't help feeling, Eric, that when you're talking about novel foodstuffs, emerging and exploding are words to avoid, but that's just my opinion. COVID is seeing wineries pivoting, another word to avoid, to e-commerce, yeah?
That's right, Kim. A new Rabobank report says the crisis highlighted just how unprepared some wineries were to manage their e-commerce activity as digital sales quickly became greater than the previous 1 or 2% of their revenues. The report says with COVID-19 slowing wine consumption in most major markets around the world, global wineries, including those in New Zealand, have been urged to look at developing their online marketing. But Mount Difficulty Wines viticulturalist James Dicey says while the online space does present opportunities, it can also be challenging.
Everybody has been focusing on it more, but you still need to get the people through the door. And what I mean by that is through the online sales. So if you don't have a very strong or established brand, or you've been reliant on a sommelier or a wine waiter to sell your wine in a restaurant, which is a lot of what we sell, then just having a website isn't going to improve that. So it's not the be-all and end-all. An online shop is becoming more mandatory, more of a requirement, but in and of itself isn't the solution.
That's James Dicey from Mount Difficulty Wines in Central Otago. Meanwhile, Andrew Ballantyne from the Waitaki Valley Wine Growers Association says COVID has prompted a lot more discussion about online sales in his area.
It actually has always been quite a big part, because as a winery you get a better margin compared to, like, I know, going through a distributor or selling to restaurants and so forth. So it was always a big part of the business model, but obviously it's going to be stepped up big time now.
That's Andrew Ballantyne from the Waitaki Valley Wine Growers Association, and that's Rural News for now.